Mabuhay! Welcome to Araling World Podcast. I'm your host, Albine Bodo. This episode will help you build your Tagalog vocabulary, improve your Tagalog pronunciation, or learn Tagalog simple sentence construction.
I do want to just ask one question before we get on it.
Go ahead. What is the question?
You know, when you have a prefect man, I asked in the Tagalog group, no one told me, M-A-N-G.
Ah, okay.
What does that mean?
Prefect?
Man, so like man carting, or like, what does it mean?
Mang, I want to be specific on your question, ma or mang? The other one is
M-A-N-G,
yeah. Mang is about, it turns the root word into a noun, and it's like duty or responsibility also, or it's like occupation. Brandon, do you remember our lesson on Tagaluto, Taga?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
It's almost similar to that function, Simon, with taga. Tagaluto, okay. taga bantay. Do you remember the word bantay?
Bantay, familiar, but I've forgotten it.
You're familiar with bantay. Bantay means look after or guard. Guard.
Watch, I don't know that word at all.
Guard, watch, look after. Like bantay, there is such thing as taga bantay. Are you okay with taga, Brando? Simon?
Taga means sort of like from.
Taga Manila, taga London, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
But this time also, you can use Tagaluto. It means the person assigned in cooking.
The cook.
A person assigned in guarding or watching. Tagabantay, right? And in guarding, watching. And also.
So that's sort of the same as man, is it? When man is the same, sort of like.
Yes.
Man, Luto is a cook.
Awit. Let me use the word awit. Awit. Brandon, awit means song. Awit means song. Awit. Mm-hmm. And then there is, you can say the word taga awit. Taga awit. Taga awit.
Should be a singer.
A person assigned in singing, right? Assigned to sing. You can also say mang aawit. It means singer profession, singing as a profession.
Okay, so it's similar to taga.
Similar, although the difference, Brandon. I also introduced this to Brandon Taga. Now, because I really want to give a good transition from Taga to Mang. Brandon, you remember we talk about Taga. Taga is a person assigned to sing. Taga awit. So I also pointed out that Taga is not really a permanent occupation. It's just temporary occupation, temporary activity, taga. Whereas mang, this one is permanent. It's a profession, mang aawit, singing as a profession, Simon.
Right. Right. So that's why, so I thought man luto, so that's very cook, chef.
Possibly, taga luto, man luluto. Although we don't say man luluto that much, really. I don't know. Philip natives don't say Manluluto that much, but Tagaluto is okay for some reason. I would give you more example with Mang. Manglalakbay. Let's see. Manglalakbay. Mang, then sometimes Mang is, let me see. The root word is lakbay. Let me give you here. Lakbay. Lakbay means travel. Simon, do you remember? No. Lakbay means travel.
No, I don't remember.
Lakbay
means
travel. Brandon,
yes.
You're okay with travel as lakbay, right, in Tagalog. Now, we use the prefix mang or man. Actually, mang or man. Sometimes it's mang, sometimes it's man. Right. Mang. Now, technically, you would say you would add the prefix mang technically before the root word. Now, you would say mang la lak bay, which it can turn into man la lak bay. So it means traveler.
Oh, so it's about M-A-N, without the G, you drop the G.
Yeah, it's derived from the prefix mang instead.
Mang lak lak bay. Is that a good way to say it?
You said it right. Say it.
Mang lak lak bay. Mang lak lak bay. What? No? That's bad?
That's good. Mang lak lak bay.
Man lalak bay. Okay, got you.
Simon, say it, please. Man lalak bay.
Goodbye. So how do you know when you drop the G or not?
There is a rule, like if the root word starts with L, something that's L and B, I think. Yeah, because the easiest way I can say is that for our mouth to easily open for the next syllable, you drop the G. Man lalak bay. Mang aawit mang when the root word starts with a vowel. Mang. I would like to. I know I have some list here because I was planning to really teach that to both Simon and Muhammad, but I don't know where did I put that. It's hard to. Yeah, tagaawit, mga awit. Now let's proceed.
Oh, so I was just saying. I'm sorry. What you was awit. So it would be considered how you would say it would be man la awit.
No, you just say mang is the prefix
mang awit.
Okay, I'll give you more example. Because Simon asked when to drop the G. Simon, it takes several examples before I get to answer your question. When to drop the G? Does it make sense, Simon? Okay. Now, I would say another. Let's have the root word gawa, Simon. Do you know the root word gawa?
Yeah, doing or.
Means?
Yeah, to do.
To do. Brandon, again, gawa means do or make. Right. Now let's apply that prefix mang. Manggagawa. Manggagawa. I would.
Maybe manggawa.
Yeah, manggagawa. Literally, it means employee, or laborer. Laborer, manggagawa, labor, right? Manggagawa means laborer or employee, manggagawa.
So it's a way of saying what their job is, really, sort of thing.
Oh, wait. What is, ano ang trabaho mo? Isa akong manggagawa. Isa akong manggagawa. I am a laborer. Let's do that. Let's do that. Ano ang trabaho mo? is the question. You know, that means now, Brandon, ano ang trabaho mo? Isa?
Trabaho mo?
Oo.
Which one?
What is your job or what is your profession? Isa akong manggagawa. Profession. Mm-hmm. Isa akong mang-aawit. I'm a singer. So, Brandon, Simon, mang prefix refers to a profession. It converts the root word into a noun, which means profession. Ano ang trabaho mo? Yeah. What is your job? What is your profession? Isa akong manggagawa. Brandon, isa, one, ako, ay, manggagawa. One, ay, laborer.
What you say again? Isa akong
manggagawa.
Manggagawa. Yeah. Manggagawa. You said, what is your? No, manga. What do manggagawa mean? I'm sorry.
Laborer.
Laborer. Okay. I got you.
Manggagawa. Isa akong manggagawa. Say it, please.
Isa akong manggagawa.
Mm-mm. Simon, say it, please.
Isa manggagawa. Manggagawa ako.
Or you can say manggagawa ako. Manggagawa ako.
Manggagawa ako.
It's your turn, right? Manggagawa ako. Yeah, that works rather than isa akong. So this one is for
would I say that for me? So if I would say in an arrow, so I say manggagawa in arrow. No. That doesn't work.
In arrow? What did you say again?
So, man in the arrow. So, on the engineer.
Man doesn't apply on engineer. Because engineer is a profession. You can say ingeniero. There's no prefix man with ingeniero. Wala prefix man. Because it is derived from a foreign language, right? Engineer, ingeniero, right? So, having the prefix mang is not applicable.
Yeah, really, just when you got a root word, so you got a root word like cleaner, it'll be man, I'm trying to think of one, man. Linus.
Manlilinis, cleaner.
Linus.
Manlilinis. Manlilinis. Although manlilinis is not really a popular word in Tagalog. Instead, we say tagalinis.
Right.
Tagalinis ako. Ano trabaho? Tagalinis. So it's not a popular. The popular words are mang-aawit, singer, manggagawa. Another popular word, manggagamot. Manggagamot. What is gamot?
Gamot? Use.
Huh?
Use.
No, use gamot. That is gamit.
Medicine. Gamit.
Gamot is.
Yeah, medicine.
To cure, to treat, right? To heal.
Yeah.
Heal, cure, treat, or medicine. Medicine, gamot, medicine. Brandon, additional vocabulary. The other one, gamit means use, thing, material. That's gamit, Brandon. Simon. No, right, this is the difficulty with Tagalog. Gamot is different. Gamit is another thing. Good. Additional vocabulary, Brandon, right? Do you appreciate our vocabulary for today?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I appreciate it.
Yeah, gamot. Now, we can use gamot with mang, Simon. Manggagamot. Manggagamot basically means doctor.
I thought it might have been a medicine from pharmacist. I thought.
Manggagamot. Isa akong manggagamot. I'm a doctor. Or manggagamot ako. Doctor ako. Simon, say it. Manggagamot siya.
Manggagamot siya.
Oh, siya means he or she, right?
Manggagamot. Yeah.
Brandon, manggagamot siya.
Manggagamot. Manggagamot siya.
Uh-oh, say it again. Manggagamot siya.
Manggagamot siya.
Oh, what does it mean, Brandon?
I don't know. I was in the middle of writing it. at the time, yeah, I was in there writing it.
No, okay. Remember, manggagamot means a doctor. Somebody who...
Doctor, understood.
As a profession, no? Healing as a profession, manggagamot, healer.
But what happened? You wouldn't say pharmacist, like chemist.
There's no specific word for those. You know, Tagalog as a culture or Filipino as a culture, right?
Boat it. Is it boat it? Man boat it. Is it boat it?
Mangbubutika.
Yeah.
Mangbubutika? I don't know. We don't say that word, Simon. Mangbubutika.
No.
Not everything can be applied, Simon. Mm-hmm. So I'm giving, I have a list here. I have some list here. Actually, I'm preparing this for our another meeting with together with Muhammad. Unfortunately, Muhammad is not with us here. Although I can repeat the lesson. Now another with mang, it can also apply to vices that the activities that you frequently do. Glad you stuck with us. This is still Albine, but me and our today's guest will be back promptly. Hey, I wish to know if you're benefiting from my show. I ask for your monetary support. Read the podcast description and click the Support This Podcast link. Be a supporter by sending me some money every month. That way, you help me sustain the creation of educational content like this. Again, this is about prefix mang. Sometimes prefix mang becomes man. Also, sometimes prefix mang becomes mam. Right? Let me give you an example with mam. You know the word batas, batas. Batas means law.
No.
And batas means law.
Mm-hmm.
If you apply the prefix mang, first you would say mang babatas. I would not do it here. Mang babatas. Although in Tagalog grammar says drop the other letter, it will turn into mam babatas. Mambabatan, Simon. See? Do you see my word? The word here?
Okosi batas.
I'm sorry?
Okosi batas.
Okosi batas. Asi, ikosi batas.
Oh, I thought it was funny. I am the law. I'm sorry. Okay.
If that is the way to remember, Brandon, go for it. Right? Ako si batas. Mambabatas, now formal, mambabatas, Simon, means lawmaker. Mambabatas.
Lawmaker.
Oh,
mambabatas. All right. Mambabatas. Mm-hmm. Mang Bapatas. No. All right.
Wait, accent again, Brandon. Mamba Batas this time. Mamba
Batas. All right. Mamba Batas. Or Mamba Batas.
Yeah. But if you say only the root word Batas, Batas is right. You say it Batas. Ako si Batas. Batas. Say
Batas.
Oh, Simon, your turn. Batas.
Batas.
Well, the other one. Mamba Batas. Mam,
mam, patatas, patas.
Say it again. Repeat after me. Maybe I don't know. Does it work if you read it? Maybe not.
Mam, patas. Mam, patas.
Repeat it. Repeat.
Mam,
patas.
Mam, patas.
Mama Batas, Babatas, Mama Babatas.
Make it perfect, Simon.
Ah!
Make it perfect. Mamba Batas.
Mama Babatas.
Okay, Simon, is it mouthful to say?
Yeah, oh, very.
I'm sorry, especially.
Where are we?
There are lots of B, ba, 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 mam, ba, ba,
ba, ba, tas, ba, 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 tas. I didn't do it. Ba, tas, ba, ba, tas, mama, ba, ba, tas.
Simon, I know you're okay with my explanation. This time it came from the prefix mang, because it is
mang, with
B, you turn it into mam, mam, ba, ba, tas.
Mam, ba, tas.
You would also... Yeah. Imam Babatas, that is law, lawmaker. And again, I told you, mom also refers to a vice. If you're a woman, if you're womanizer, what is the Tagalog of for a woman? Woman.
Babae.
Babae. Babae. Woman.
Hey, mom. Yeah, babae.
Yeah.
The man babae.
Let me write it down here. Mamba babae. Mamba ba. Lots of ba, Simon. It means you're the person is womanizer. 3B. 3 ba ba ba. Mamba babae. Mamba.
Mamba.
Ba-ba-ay.
It doesn't know when to use mam, man, or mang, really. It's learning when to use it, isn't it?
You're learning. Are you learning how to
use it? No, I said when you know, it's difficult to know when to use mang, or man.
Okay. Based on my example, Brandon and Simon, based on my examples, when the root word starts with B, batas, babae, you use mam, mamba batas, mamba. Mamba babae refers to a vice. It's not a good vice. Are you a womanizer? Mamba babae ka ba? Of course, no. I don't advise you to do it, right? To make Brandon, are you one of those?
No.
No.
So to be poor there.
Hindi.
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 Hindi. Hindi.
Hindi ako mamba babae. Let me help you with that.
Hindi ako mamba
babae.
Babae. Mamba babae. Mamba babae. Hindi ako mamba babae. Is that right?
Oh, very good. I like it. Say it again.
Hindi ako mamba babae.
Yeah. Do you know what
that is? Hindi ako mamba babae.
Bye. Say it again, Simon.
Hindi ako mamba babae.
Yeah, you will say that to your wife, to Narcissa. You say that.
Yeah.
With this promise, hindi ako mamba babae.
Yeah, promise.
Brandon, is that good?
Yep, that's good.
Okay. You would sometimes your girlfriend would accuse you. No, I'm not that person. Hindi ako.
Okay.
So vices, right? Like another thing. The root word cigarillo. What is cigarillo? Cigarillo. Cigarillo. The same Brandon, say it please. Cigarillo.
Cigarillo.
Wait, hang on. Let me finish. Cigarillo. Can you read it here?
I get it. Cigarillo.
Rillo.
Rillo. Aurelio.
Okay.
Aurelio. I'm sorry. And that's all I wanted to say.
Okay.
Digrar.
Oh, repeat.
Rillo.
Repeat after.
Rillo. Am I saying it right?
Yeah, but. Okay, listen. Better to listen from me as a native. Listen.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm listening.
Both of you. And while it's on the board, right? Or do you want me to hear? Here. Let me break it into syllables. Cigarillo. Okay, listen again. Hang on. Here you go. While you read it. Listen, cigarillo. Brandon, can you?
Cigarillo.
Nice. Again, Simon, again?
Cigarillo.
Okay, your turn, Brandon.
Cigarillo.
Now, again, we return to prefix. Prefix mam, and man. This time it will turn into man. Let me demonstrate. This time it turns into manini garillo. Did you get that?
Wow.
You don't say the word man here, but man. And then you drop the S. You drop the S, cigarillo. Turn it into N, maninigarillo. Simon,
maninigarillo.
Oh,
it's maninigarillo. Maninigarillo. Maninigarillo.
Maninigarillo. It means a smoker. Maninigarillo ka ba? Isa ka bang maninigarillo? Right. So Simon, in other words, that prefix means either a profession like manggagamot, mambabatas, a profession. The other group of words are vices.
Right.
Maninigarilyo, mambababae, the other one is mangiinom. A drinking.
Can you have like mang-ingat, like to take up, look after?
What?
Take care. To take care of you. Mang-ingat.
Better to use the word taga, the prefix taga. Taga-ingat.
Taga
is better than mang with the word ingat. Taga-ingat. Yeah. Makes sense? Tagaingat. Brandon, makes sense?
Yes.
Tagaingat means somebody who takes care. Tagaingat yaman. Tagaingat yaman means treasurer. Tagaingat yaman. Let me help you here.
Yaman means rich, man. Doesn't it mean rich?
Which one? Tagaingat. And then another Dutch, yaman. Yaman means rich or wealth. No, tagaingat yaman, somebody who takes care of the wealth. wealthy or money or something else. A treasurer, in other words. Taga-ingat yan. Brandon, make sense?
It make a lot of sense, yes.
Say it, please. Taga-ingat yaman.
Taga-ingat yaman.
Yeah, nice, Brandon. Simon. Repeat after me. Manglalakbay.
Manglalakbay.
Simon.
Manglalakbay.
Mambabatas.
Mambabatas.
Mambabatas. Sorry. Go ahead again, Simon.
Mambabatas.
Okay. One more time. Mambababae.
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 Hindi ako mambababae.
Hindi ako mambababae.
Hindi ako mambababae.
Isa akong batas.
Masa, say it again.
Isa akong ako ay batas.
There, you switched up on me.
Ako ay batas. Ako ay.
Oh. Ako ay batas.
Ako ay batas. You said that.
Ako ay batas.
Oh, ako ay batas.
It's a ako ay batas.
Ako ay batas.
Do you know what that means now?
Yes, I do.
I am.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Now, are we having fun? Did we have fun today?
Yes, we did. Yeah, very.
Okay. Yeah, Merry Christmas. Maligayang Pasko sa inyo. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much for this year lessons. Thank you.
Bye for now.
We really do appreciate it.
Sure. Walang anuman.
Bye. Bye, Sammy. It was good seeing you again.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Bye, Paulum.
Bye.
Okay. Astig. That's one episode of our weekly coaching call. Thanks to the participants in this tutorial. If you wish to join us on a session like this, kindly see our schedule at aralinworld.com. And that's aralinworld.com. aralinworld.com. This has been Albine. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back soon with another Tagalog tutorial. Usap tayo!